It's 5:45 in the afternoon, shortly after the close of our last episode, as in Perry Mason's office building.
Oh, Perry, did you...
I'll tell you in a minute. Did you get Paul Drake?
Yes, he's waiting on an open line.
All right, give me.
Here you are.
Paul? Paul, get on this fast. Line up your contacts so you know the instant the subpoena is issued for Kate Beaton. By the district attorney, and never mind why. No, not me. Della. She'll be waiting here in the office. She may have further instructions for you. Later, Paul, later. There isn't time now. Now, Della, you know where Kate Beaton is hiding.
Yes, she's...
Don't tell me. But if the DA issues a subpoena or swears out a warrant for Kate Beaton, go to her immediately and have Paul make certain you're not followed.
Right.
Go to Kate, take her straight to the DA's office, after notifying me that you're on your way.
Where?
I'm going to City Jail for a little conference with Ed Beaton. And I'm going to build up the fire under Mr. Abbott. You read the evening papers?
No.
Jake Jacobson is doing a job. App threw Ed Beekman in jail a long time ago.
Not really so long.
A long time for this case, because this one is fancy. App has to do something.
He wants to question Ed Beekman's daughter.
All right, let him issue a subpoena, and he can question her to his heart's content on one condition. I'll be there when he asks his questions. He's in a hot spot, Della. But the papers are asking questions, too. Why doesn't the DA go ahead and prosecute Ed Beekman?
Maybe he suspects Kate.
Maybe. Maybe a lot of things. I have a feeling it's going to blow wide open, Della. Higher than a kite.
You like that?
Yes, I like action, and I think we're going to get it. Have you got that straight?
Yes, Chief. If Paul gets word Mr. Abbott has issued a subpoena...
If you have it, you don't need to repeat it. I'll see you later, Don.
Meanwhile, inside the district attorney's office... Homicide Lieutenant Donald Halverson gets out of his chair, deliberately places his big hands on Mr. Apt's desk, says,
Mr. Apt.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Lieutenant.
Mr. Apt, you say you don't care what these newspapers are saying. You care what I say?
I don't care for your tone of voice, Lieutenant. And need I remind
you... Yeah, you sling a lot of weight. But I was working for this man's police department before you got to be DA, and I'll be working for it when we get a new DA.
You don't want me for an enemy.
If that's in the cards, I'll play out my hand, Mr. Abt. But, okay, forget what's in these newspapers.
Lieutenant.
Just remember what's in City Jail. Ed Beekman's an innocent man.
We had every right to charge Beekman.
There is new evidence proving he's innocent. And we've got no right to keep him locked up. Turn him out.
And then...
Go after the girl. She killed Weber.
And just how do you propose to go after Miss Beekman?
Issue a subpoena.
And?
I'll show it to her mother. If that doesn't take, issue a warrant and go after Perry Mason. I'll bet you anything you want that Mason knows where she is.
No.
Then he can find her, and when I get a warrant, Mason will get busy.
That's just what he wants. Then Mason will bring her forward voluntarily, and that gives him a psychological advantage.
Well, that's tough.
I won't have it.
You've got to play it Mason's way. That's the way to get her in, then do it. And turn Ed Beekman loose. Get the show on the road, Mr. Rat. Give Mason his psychological advantage. Give it to him.
I don't wish to be disturbed. Oh, give his name? Oh, put him on. Listen to all the extension, Allison. Yes, put him on. And see if you can trace the call.
Am I speaking to the district attorney?
Yes, who are you?
My name isn't important, sir. What I have to say may not be important. However, it's in connection with Miss Beekman. At one time, I was acquainted with Ed Beekman, the man charged with killing Gordon Weber.
Yes, and?
I never met Beekman's daughter personally, but she was pointed out to me. I just saw Miss Beekman.
Where?
Going into an apartment building. I was going to speak to her, offer my sympathies, you understand.
Did you?
Why, no. I couldn't catch up with her. She entered an apartment, apartment 18A, the Flint apartment building. The girl seemed to be, well, she seemed to be sneaking.
Sneaking?
Yes, as if she didn't want anybody to see her. Perhaps I shouldn't have bothered you.
Is she there now?
I suppose so.
Get me communication.
That's, all I can tell you, sir.
Just a moment. I want to ask you... Were you able to trace that?
Communications, Lieutenant Halverson, homicide. You have a squad car in the vicinity of the Flint apartments? Good. Hold it there and give me a line through to them. Did you trace that call, Mr. Epps?
No, it was a pay station.
Hello? This is Halverson, homicide. Look, are you guys right in front of the Flint apartments? Good. Now cover apartment 18A. Now just cover it, unless somebody comes out. Sure, stop them if they try to leave. And be on the lookout for a red-headed girl. Good-looking, about 21. Well, do you think it's on the up-and-up?
I'm checking the cross-index phone book. Here it is. Flint apartment. 16, 17, 18A.
How's it listed?
Miss Della Street.
Barry Mason's secretary. That figures. If Mason asked his secretary to keep the girl on ice...
Mason swore he doesn't know where she is.
He doesn't have to. You got the phone number of that apartment?
Yes, here. What are you going to do?
We can find out in a hurry.
And be careful, Lieutenant.
Sure. And they're ringing. No answer. She isn't there.
Well, the girl wouldn't answer.
Miss Street isn't there. She'd answer. Let me see that phone book.
You going to try Mason's office?
I got a hunch. Yeah, here it is. You think it's funny the way that guy just happened to see Miss Bigman?
Office of Perry Mason.
Miss Street?
Yes?
Lieutenant Halverson.
Oh, hi, Lieutenant.
Fine, thanks. You're working late.
Yes, but Mr. Mason always buys me dinner when I work overtime, so I don't mind.
Well, that's mighty nice of Mr. Mason.
I think so.
I wonder if he'll give you a rain check on dinner tonight.
Why?
Well, I'm working overtime, too.
Oh, the Weber case?
Uh-huh. You were on hand the night Weber got killed.
After the murder.
Just after. You and Mr. Mason showed up right away.
And as we explained...
Yes, I remember your explanation, but I never got a formal statement from you. I'd like to get your statement this evening, Miss Street.
Right away?
When you finish working. That be long?
No, I won't be much longer.
Good. I'll meet you at your place.
No.
Don't come to your place?
Why don't you come here, Lieutenant?
Mason's office? Any other time, Miss Street, but Mason is Beekman's defense attorney. I'd rather not hang around his office.
Well, isn't this official business?
Uh-huh. I'll meet you at your apartment, unless there's some reason you don't want me to.
Well, it's hard to say just when I'll be finished here.
Well, then, let's make it tomorrow. You phone me and set the time and place. Okay?
Okay, Lieutenant. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Kate Beekman's in that apartment, Mr. Apt.
Yes. Swear out the warrant. A warrant for murder in the first degree.
What about Ed Beekman?
I'm going to turn him loose, Lieutenant.
He's in conference with Mason.
Good. Have Ed Beekman brought to my office. And ask his lawyer to accompany him, if Mr. Mason will be so kind. And call a press conference in my office immediately.
Press conference?
A steel trap. I've got Mason and the girl in a steel trap. Now I'll spring it.
Well, if you recognize the voice of the man who tipped off the DA to Kate's whereabouts, you know Gus Jansen betrayed Kate Beekman. You know there'll be action and excitement in the immediate future. So by all means, join us tomorrow, won't you?